Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our study on Psalm 119. Psalm 119. We're going to look at verses 9 through 16. So let's turn to Psalm 119 together, amen, and we'll look at verses 9 through 16. Again, Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies. As much as in all riches, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Today our study is entitled, The Cleansing Effect of God's Word. The Cleansing Effect of God's Word. The 119th Psalm shows the importance of the Word of God. Now, the Word of God does several things in a person's life. We're told that the Word of God converts the sinner. Psalm 19, verse 7. Also, that the Word of God cleanses the soul. Psalm 119, verse 9, we just read. The Word of God consecrates the spirit. Amen. The word consecrate means to set apart. Amen. The Word of God consecrates the spirit. Psalm 119, verse 11, and Psalm 37, verse 31. The Word of God cheers the saint. The Word of God cheers the saint. Amen. Again, listen to Psalm 119 and verses 14 and 16. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies. Verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. Also, the Bible has a cleansing effect on a person, amen? For example, look at what Jesus said in the Gospel of John in chapter 15, in verse number 3. Jesus said, Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Amen. Also look in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 with me in verse number 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. So we see the Bible has a cleansing effect on a person. As a way of illustration, a boy was helping his grandfather on the farm. His grandfather handed him a bushel basket and told him to go to the creek, fill it with water, and bring it back. The lad went to the creek and dipped the basket in the brink and pulled it out full of clear water. He ran back to his grandfather. But by the time he got back, all the water had leaked out. His grandfather looked in the basket and told him to go back to the creek and do it again. The same thing happened. His grandfather told him to do it a third time. Again, all the water had run out of the basket before he could get back. His grandfather then lifted the basket to the sky. and looked inside and saw sunlight shining through the weaving of the basket. "That should be clean enough," his grandfather said. He just wanted the basket cleaned. Amen. And so it is with the Word of God. As we constantly go to the Word of God, we will be cleansed. Amen. We will be washed clean, just as that bushel basket was. In fact, we need daily cleansing, do we not? The Bible will clean up your act, and it'll clean up my act. No Christian can live a clean life apart from the Bible. The more exposure to God's Word we have, the cleaner we will be. Someone once said, "A Bible that is falling apart usually belongs to a person who isn't." Amen. We hear about cleaning up the public school system. When the Bible was removed, the public school system got dirtier and dirtier. And now to our study. As we look at God's Word will cleanse us as we, number one, as we reflect on the Word. Look at verse 9 of Psalm 119. We read, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." And notice the particular application to a young man. Young men are especially more susceptible to lust and temptations. Notice what the Apostle Paul wrote to young Timothy there in his second letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy. Let's turn there together now. In 2 Timothy, and in 2 Timothy, look at chapter number 2 and verse number 22. Paul told young Timothy, "Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." But he says, flee also youthful lusts. Amen. Adolescence is the age when boys discover girls, and girls discover that they've been discovered. Amen. The laver in the tabernacle was made of mirrors. Amen. It is a picture of God's Word. The priest, amen, before he entered into the holy place, amen, could look in the laver and see where he was dirty and where he needed to be cleansed. The same way with you and I. When we look into the Word of God, it'll show us the areas of our lives that need to be cleaned up, that need to be purified, amen. We don't just read the Word of God for information, but also inclination. We go to the Bible for direction, do we not? We must align our way with God's Word. Now, the second thing, God's Word will cleanse us as we reside in the Word, as we reside in the Word. Look at verses 10 and verse 15 in Psalm 119. "With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways." We must not wander from God's Word. Wandering is a result of having no set course. Wandering is a gradual moving away. Is not that the case, amen, of Lot? Remember, he beheld the well-watered plains of Jordan. And then we saw that he pitched his tent toward Sodom. And then finally we find him sitting in the gate of Sodom. His moving away, his backsliding was gradual, amen. We should meditate upon the Word of God, amen. In fact, if we do that, according to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, we're promised success. Amen? Look at in Joshua chapter 1, in verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen. So we're promised if you meditate, amen, in the Word of God, not just read, not just study, but meditate on what you've read, what you've studied. The Word of God promises that your way will be prosperous and that you'll have good success. That meditate means also if you think about a cow and how it chews its cud over and over and over and over again. And if we do that, if we meditate on the Word of God, then we can comply what the Word of God says in Psalm 19, verse number 14. Psalm 19, verse 14. Let's look there together, Psalm 19, verse 14. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. That's a good prayer for each one of us to start a day with, is it not? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And if we'll meditate in the Word of God, I believe that we can comply to what it says here in Psalm 19:14. As we go back to Psalm 119, our third point, God's Word will cleanse us as we retain the Word. As we retain the Word. Look with me. Psalm 119, first we'll look at verse 11 and then verse 16. Thy word have I hid in mine heart. See that? That's retaining, that's memorizing. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And then verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. So God's Word will cleanse us as we retain the Word. We counteract Satan's temptations with the Word of God. Great example of that is Jesus Christ, when he was led of the Spirit up into the wilderness, and he fasted 40 days and 40 nights without food and water, and he was hungered and he was tempted by the devil. Amen. And each time, he was able to counterattack the temptations of the devil by uttering, as it is written, amen, as it is written. Look at in Matthew chapter 4. That's one account of the temptation of Christ by the devil. He says it three times. Matthew 4:4, as it is written. He says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Bingo. Second time, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. The third time, amen. He says, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. 1, 2, 3, and you're out. And it says the devil leaveth him. Amen. Devil will lead you. Amen. We're told to resist the devil and he will flee. And the only way that you can resist the devil is with the Word of God, the Scriptures, and the only way you can do it is if you retain that. Amen. Retain the Word of God. In fact, the Word of God was placed in the Ark of the Covenant, according to Acts chapter 40, verse 20. We're told in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, to let the word of God dwell in you. Amen. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 7, let my words abide in you. So the word of God will cleanse us as we retain the word. Now, a lot of people say, well, memorization is difficult. Memorization is not difficult. Amen. In fact, you probably have already memorized many things. Birthdays, anniversary, phone numbers, addresses, social security number, recipes, lyrics to songs, and jingles, and TV schedules. You see, people memorize what is important or what they frequently use. And the shame of it all is this. It's a shame if a Christian memorizes the things of the world and not the things of God, amen? Memory is like any other discipline. The more you exercise it, the more it develops, amen? You don't have to get into an overwhelming memorization program. Just try to memorize one verse a week. Amen. That would be 52 verses in a year. 10 years, 520. Or two verses a week, or three, or whatever it is. Amen. But you need to do it. You need to retain the Word of God. You need not to forget it. You need to hide it in your heart, as the psalmist wrote. The fourth thing, God's Word will cleanse us as we realize the Word. Looking in Psalm 119, verse 12. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Here the psalmist is asking God to teach him God's Word. You see, we must learn the Word of God. And in fact, the Bible, the best teacher of the Bible is the author, the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, we read this, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 26, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. So, my friends, we're very blessed. You know, I've imagined you've read many other books. And maybe in reading that book, you wish the author was right there, that you could ask them what was on their mind and how come they wrote that and so forth and so on, and had the sequence of events in the book the way it was. But the blessing is with the Word of God, with the Holy Scriptures, you have the author indwelling you, and you can do exactly that. If you'll pray, seek his face, ask him to teach you, ask him to give you the understanding and the knowledge of the Word of God, and he will. As a way of an illustration, I have a story here that's H.A. Ironside. Maybe many of you have heard of him. He's a great man of God of years past, wrote many commentaries. But H.A. Ironside told of visiting a godly Irishman named Andrew Fraser, who had come to Southern California to recover from a serious illness. Though quite weak, he opened his worn Bible and began expounding the deep truths of God in a way that Ironside had never heard before. Ironside was so impressed by Fraser's words that he asked him, where did you get these things? Please tell me where I could find a book that would open them up to me. Did you learn them in some seminary or college? Fraser gave an answer Then Ironside said he would never forget. My dear young man, I learned these things on my knees on the mud floor of a little sod cottage in Northern Ireland. There, with my open Bible before me, I used to kneel for hours at a time and ask the Spirit of God to open the Word to my heart. He taught me more on my knees on that mud floor than I ever could have learned in all the seminaries or colleges in the world. And so it is with the Word of God. We need to ask God, as the psalmist did, to teach you His Word. Okay, let's go on to our fifth point. God's Word will cleanse us as we report the Word. As we report the Word. Look at in Psalm 119, verse 13. The psalmist writes, "With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth." The psalmist says he's proclaimed the Word of God, amen, with his mouth. We learn the Bible, amen, not just for the sake of learning it and to show how smart we are and accumulate Bible knowledge. No, we learn the Bible to proclaim the Bible, amen. We hide God's Word in our heart, but we do not confine it there, amen. One cannot help but declare with his lips what he has hidden in his heart. Amen. You know, what we speak about, amen, tells others what our heart is full of. Is it full of sports? Amen. Is it full of dirty jokes? Amen. See, the Word of God tells us what's in the heart is going to come out of our mouth. Amen. Look at in Matthew chapter 12. Amen for a moment. Matthew chapter 12 in verse number 34. Matthew 12 verse 34. Jesus said, "O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh." Amen. See, Jesus tells them what's in your heart. Amen. What your heart is full of. Abundance of your heart, your mouth's going to speak. Amen. Then in Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6 with me in verse number 45. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." Amen. So one cannot help but declare with his lips what he has hidden in his heart. And that's more than passing out a tract. It's being vocal in our witness. Amen. If you've heard the Word of God in your heart, one of the reasons is so you can proclaim it. Amen. Look what Paul wrote Timothy, what he told Timothy to do. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4 with me. And verse number 12. 2 Timothy 4, excuse me, verse 2. "Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." He told Timothy to open your mouth and proclaim the word of God. Preach the word. Amen. Whether it's convenient or not. Amen. Whether people want to hear it or not. Look into Mark chapter 5. We had a maniac of Gadara, amen. He used to hang around the tombs. He was possessed of the devils, amen. He had devils in him, amen. Liked to hang out in dead bodies. They couldn't chain him. Jesus cast the devils out of him, amen. And that That demoniac of Gadara, they found him sitting at the feet of Jesus in his right mind. He was clothed. He used to like to run around naked. And then in verse 19 of Mark 5, howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, because he wanted to go and follow Jesus. Jesus told him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. He says, go and tell them, proclaim the word. Tell them what I did. Amen. Praise the Lord. Alrighty, let's continue with point number 6. Amen. As we look at God's word will cleanse us as we rejoice in the word. As we rejoice in the word. Psalm 119 again. In verse 14 and 16. It says, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. So, the psalmist rejoices in the word because it's like being very rich, he says. Verse 16, he says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. He says, I will delight in them. I will rejoice in them. So as we rejoice in the word of God, it will cleanse us. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Our seventh and last point, amen. God's word will cleanse us as we rever the word. Verse 14. I will rejoice in thy testimonies. I will rejoice in the way. Amen. The way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. We need to realize what treasure we have in the Bible. Verse 72, Psalm 119. Thy law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Verse 127, Psalm 119. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. You see, earth's riches will fade away. We must give the Bible even a higher priority than money. It really is a treasure, as the psalmist wrote. He knows firsthand, better than silver and gold, better than any riches that you could possess. Amen. So we see then, or we've seen today, God's word will cleanse us as we reflect on the word, number one, as we reside in the word, number two, as we retain the word, number three, as we realize the word, number four, as we report the word, number five, as we rejoice in the word, number six, and as we rever the word, number seven. I want to conclude with this little parable told by William Cunningham, who was an advisor to once Governor George Dumitian of California. A man was out walking in the desert when a voice said to him, pick up some pebbles and put them in your pocket. Tomorrow you will be both sorry and glad. The man obeyed. He stooped down and picked up a handful of pebbles and put them in his pocket. Then the next morning he reached into his pocket and found diamonds and rubies and emeralds. He was both glad and sorry. Amen. Glad that he had taken some. Sorry that he hadn't taken more. And so it is with the word of God. Amen. We'll be sorry that we hadn't taken more. What a blessing. To have a Psalm 119 written mainly all about the word of God.